We're on day three, Friday today already, and lots of things going on, starting off with the Lamar's YMCA 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And Teresa, tell us a little bit more about that.
That's always such a huge event. That'll kick off at 9 o'clock this morning, and it's at the YMCA parking lot. So 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Everybody should just come out and enjoy. And, of course, there'll be ice cream treats. Fun for everybody.
Okay. And that's going to be held down at the YMCA again.
Yes, that's what I said. Yep, the YMCA parking lot is the place of that event. That was there last year, and it worked out great, so they decided to keep it there today, too.
And that really attracts families and youngsters from literally all over the tri-state area or more. I mean, there's kids that come from teams from South Dakota, Nebraska, all around northwest Iowa, and all over. It's a huge event, and it's kind of fun to go out there and watch, of course, as well. So that leads us into then 11:30. It's the Lamar's Historic Preservation Architectural Tour, and not necessarily a specific sesquicentennial event, Jessica, but still it has that historic analysis or historic connection, I guess. So share with us what's going on with the Preservation Historical Architectural Tour.
Right. So you're exactly correct. It does fit well with this being the sesquicentennial. So like you said, it starts at 11:30. You meet at the Art Center, and a guide will take you through the downtown area and kind of explain the history of the buildings. They talk a lot about the architecture, which is always, especially with all the facade work that we've done over the last few years, very interesting. So it's usually very well attended. So be on time, because they don't wait around for you.
You know, I went on that last year, and it's really interesting. I talked to Linda Mayrose, and so many of us, when we walk downtown, we only look at eye level into the doorway of the building. But she had encouraged, and I would also echo that sentiment, to look up. Look
yes.
Up at the top of the buildings, because we've got a lot of unique architectural designs that we don't realize or don't even think about. And one thing that Linda Mayrose was challenging me on is to name the three-story building that we have downtown.
Oh, yes.
So can either of you two name which building is the three-story building?
It's actually the Rust Western Shed is what it used to be. What is in there now? Is it Office 1?
Or
is it that's in there? Yes, I did. Actually, I think I just read that. Was it in the paper recently? Someone had talked about it, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that either. Because you're right, you don't look up and actually take in the, you know, the beauty of the architecture of those buildings.
Okay. And that brings us up to the afternoon event, something that's been going on for quite a while. And Teresa, this is out in your neck of the woods at the Good Samaritan Society, and I'm guessing that you're probably overseeing the Smile Contest and Ice Cream Social.
I am. It's my first year doing this, so it's kind of fun to learn what's going on. And it's a great event that'll kick off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon is registration, judging at 2:30, and we invite all kids ages 4 to 7 to come out and participate in the Smile Contest. There'll be three different categories, and again, free ice cream, prizes for everybody. So I hear it's a great attended event and a lot of fun. So
and the residents really enjoy it.
They love it. It brings so much joy to them. So that alone is worth coming out to see.
It's always kind of a fun event to see the kids with the silliest smile, the craziest smile, and then the toothless
smile. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I had to judge that a few years ago, and it is hard. Those kids are so adorable.
Awesome
it
too.
Is. You want them all the way.
It is. And it does. It brings a lot of smiles to the residents, too. So that's really cool to see.
All right. And Teresa, not necessarily a sesquicentennial event, but something, I guess, more on the ice cream. And just go into very quickly what's happening at the Kids Fun Fest at the Lamar's Public Library.
The Kids Fun Fest will kick off from 2:30 to 4:30. There's entertainment at 2:30. At 3:30, Mr. Stinky Feet has been rocking families for nearly two decades. So he's got a lot of high energy, has different shows, and the kids will just really enjoy it. So everybody should come out and check that out, too. It's a great event.
Okay. And Jessica, bring us up to the late afternoon, early evening on the two events. One, of course, of the all-school family reunion out at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds. But before that, share with us about the Lamar's Area Youth Network Lifelight.
Well, that is starting at 5 p.m. Over at the Olson Cultural Event Center today. If you haven't had a chance to see those BMX bikers before, I highly encourage you to do it. It's amazing.
They are so fun to watch.
They are. They give me heart palpitations, though. I get really nervous. And then new this year is they're partnering with Lifelight, so there will be musical performances at the Olson that evening as well. So they were here last year in August. So if you had a chance to see that Lifelight concert last fall, definitely encourage you to get out there and do it. They're amazing performers. A lot of work goes in to bringing those concerts here to town. And then they've got free food there that night, too, for the first 1,500 people. So get there early, get your free food, and just really enjoy enjoy those two pieces. And it's at the Olson Center. So I know I've been watching the progress going on over there, and it is amazing, the renovations that we did. And we're super excited that we won't be in a parking lot this year. It's the nice beautiful green space, and there's seating in the back. So still bring your lawn chairs and blankets if you know, might not be lucky enough to be one of those people in that stadium seating. But it starts at 5 over at the Olson.
Okay, and then one other event. I know that this, obviously, the sesquicentennial, along with the ice cream days, is bringing home a lot of people back to Lamar's if they were raised here or come back for family and visitation, that type of thing. But something that I know a lot of people are looking forward to, and that is the all-school family reunion supper being held at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds.
Yes. You know, we've talked to Carolyn Vance and Lisa Niebuhr were the two kind of coordinators for that event. And our last count, I believe, community had over 800 people registered already, and Galen was about 200. So it's going to be a big event. Registration is closed already today, so but immediately following that is going to be the Jammers playing out there on the Pioneer Village stage. So even if you're not a part of that school all-school reunion, definitely want you to still come out that night and catch the Jammers. They play a mix of 50s, 60s, and a bit of 70s in there, so they're always a really fun band to see. And it's free admission, so it doesn't cost you anything to get outside and enjoy some music.
All right, so lots of events to attend today on Friday, June 14th, our third day of Ice Cream Days and Sesquicentennial.
That is a look at your news for this morning here on KLAM.